listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, Stories of Peace, Justice, and Faith at Penn State University, brought to you by Third Way Collective.
As a professor, these personal and professional lives don't have so much a cutoff when you live in this little small town.
My name is Ashley Patterson, and I'm an assistant professor in the School of Education in my area is language and literacy.
So I also was born into a Baha'i family. My mom is Baha'i, and my great-grandparents on her side, so I'm fourth generation, which is really not very common among American believers because the faith only came to the United States in the 1920s. My parents made a strong effort to introduce me to all different types of faiths before I was 15, you know, as I was growing up. So I have really fond memories of going to Sunday school, to children's classes, and learning about a lot of the Baha'i history and some of those more general, just what I think of as what it means to be a good person and what it means to be guided by something that's bigger than you, and ways to add peace to the world and not to take peace away from the world. And when I was a teenager, I was really active with teaching fellow peers about the Baha'i faith. Fellow Baha'is, I would lead activity groups, and one way that Baha'is or people who are interested in the Baha'i faith can strengthen an understanding is study circles. So there's like a series of published books that I would lead my peers in learning and going through. And one aspect of that is to have fellowship in those groups as well. So my life was very, very Baha'i-centered at that point. And I remember having feeling jealousy of peers who found the Baha'i faith by themselves, because I found myself taking it for granted in a lot of ways, and especially as I was transitioning to college. It was what I always knew, and it was so important to me because it was everyday important, which also allowed it to be very unimportant, if that contradiction makes any sense. But I saw peers, especially in college, who for the first time were on their own and able to make their own decisions, and they were finding the Baha'i faith, and they were just in love with the idea of this faith tradition. And I felt like, what have I missed out on for not being able to find this myself? But now I'm a mom. I have a 4-year-old, so my faith journey is continuing on, and that I have this responsibility to give him exposure to all the different ways of organizing your faith understanding. So I also am very new to Penn State and to State College, and so far I haven't encountered really any difficulties. I think State College is not a super diverse place altogether, so a lot of my concerns maybe are wrapped up in thinking of diversity in a multitude of ways, including religious diversity. It was comforting to know one of my neighbors invited my son to attend a church event. And when I was saying, I just wanted to say, well, I'm a Baha'i, but it's also very important to me that he has opportunities like this. So, and I wasn't quite sure just how that's going to be taken, and you know, but I was really comforted by the response being, oh, my wife has served on an interfaith committee. I think there's some Baha'is here. I don't know. Have you met them? Do you need me to introduce you? So that was a really good experience. My being a Baha'i impacts what I consider to be a worthwhile use of my time from day to day, and also as an academic. So my work is always underlyingly supported by my positionality as a Baha'i. My work has to do with social justice within education, and I look at that from a lot of different levels, and not typically religious. Like religion isn't a component that highly factors into what I do, but my understanding that education and classrooms need to be spaces that every child has the opportunity to be served. For me, it's about common interest and common humanity. And I think that just makes the idea of moving toward equitable situations a lot more feasible.
In order to engender diversity, you kind of have to have a baseline of diversity. It becomes tiresome to be a
flag bearer all the time. I think, though, we have to think differently about sometimes the way that we define success. So we might be bringing diverse people who maybe just don't fit into the, you know, hegemonic, white, patriarchal way that we define success. So not only getting the bodies here to be able to count diversity, but also changing the ways that we institutionally consider things to make this a place that can sustain diversity.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.